Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, February 20th. And President Hargis, all I can say to describe Bedlam Saturday was it was a cardiac Saturday for OSU and OU.
Yeah, that's right. It's the cardiac Cowboys is an aptly is an apt term for our basketball team after the big win in Kansas and then this big win over OU. Our guys played great, but you know, OU played great. You got to hand it to them to come into that kind of environment with Galarraba literally packed to the gills with over 13,000 fans and to play as well as they did. I think I'm sure Lon Kruger was proud of them. But at the end of the day, the Cowboys prevailed, and we're very proud of them. And they're, of course, tied for first place and then got a big game tonight with the University of Kansas right here in Stillwater.
And that wasn't the only celebration on the OSU campus last week. Burns, let's talk a little bit about wind energy and how OSU is harnessing that energy for the future.
Well, you bet. We had a great ceremony last Friday. Governor Mary Fallon helped us flip the switch to mark the use of wind energy as a main source of energy here on our OSU Stillwater campus. The energy comes from the Cowboy Wind Farm, which is just west of Blackwell, Oklahoma. It's the result of an agreement that's got a term of 20 years between OSU and OGE. The CEO of OGE, Pete Delaney, and their vice president, Jesse Langston, who, by the way, is an OSU alum, were on hand and joined in the celebration. This is a great partnership, Kelly. OG&E supports scholarships for our students pursuing renewable energy-related degrees. We have the only wind turbine technician four-year program in the state. As Governor Fallon stated, the U.S. is pursuing energy independence, and Oklahoma can help with renewable energy sources such as our Cowboy Wind Farm. So right now, the wind farm went live on January 1st, and it's already producing 67% of the electricity for OSU from wind generation. We're very proud of this. Since July of 2007, we've saved more than $22 million system-wide through energy conservation efforts. Most of our vehicles are now CNG. So we are doing everything we can to be clean and green and efficient.
And finally, Burns, OSU is recognizing one of its core missions in a big way this week. Let's talk a little bit about Research Week.
That's right. You know, the land-grant mission is instructions, research, and extension. And this week, we celebrate our role in research. Research Week features a variety of speakers. We have symposium, we have performances and presentations that highlight the impact of research and creative activity here at OSU. And tonight also, in addition to the Kansas game, is a busy night because we have world-renowned oceanographer Robert Ballard to speak. He'll be speaking at 7 p.m. at the West Watkins Center. Robert Ballard is the man who led the effort to find the Titanic, and is exploring our ocean floors all over the world. Some say that our ocean floor is less researched and explored than the moon. So Robert Ballard will be talking a lot about his experiences. I've heard him before. He's fascinating. And he will present a speech entitled Adventures in Deep Sea Exploration, Living the Dream. That's 7 p.m. at the West Watkins Center tonight in Stillwater, Oklahoma. The talk is free, too, Kelly.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.